In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Bing! All right.
Do what now?
Oh man, mango weed is delicious.
Yeah, it's a good fucking beer too.
What's that taste like?
It tastes like iced coffee blonde.
So does it taste like a blonde? like a blonde, like a chick?
Ooh, maybe.
Dipped in, or like with...
Dipped in coffee.
With coffee.
And Blue Moon.
Sprawl,
I don't know, that's a weird one.
All over her body.
It's like she's, so she'd be like sticky and like...
sticky, cold, caffeinated.
Yeah. I don't know, that's a good beer though. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
That's a really good beer.
Matt, I have a funny story about...
Oh, Jesus, you and your stories.
Yesterday. So yesterday, at work was fucking, man, it was a bit of a rough day. I literally smashed my finger in the extension ladder. And the hooks, that hooks the rung up.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Ow.
Yeah, and then as I was up.
Hey, you know what advice I can give you for that, though?
Move my hand?
Yeah, don't put your fucking fingers there. No.
It was really a freak accident. And then... I'm on the extension ladder, and I had to put it in like a tree. And upon my way coming down from that extension ladder, I got a stick straight in the ass, like a tree branch straight in the ass.
It poked his bum.
And then on lunch break, dude, get this. Here's the biggest bullshit of the day. Lunch break, you know, I go to Subway, and I'm like, you know, I can't take a shit all day, you know? I'm working outside. I can't just shit in a 5-gallon bucket. I mean, I could have. Maybe I should have. Honestly, I probably should have shat in the 5-gallon bucket. After the conclusion of this story, you'll understand why. I go to the bathroom at Subway. I sit down on the toilet because I got to go. I release the demon, right?
Release the Kraken!
Yeah. And as I do it, like something struck, like I look up. And to my horror, there is no toilet paper, and there is no paper towel. There's not even a hand dryer in this fucking bathroom.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, I figured it out all right. I know, you know, people listening are probably like, well, what a dumbass, you should have checked.
Did you use your sock? What'd you do?
Bro, I had to, that's the thing, like, I couldn't take my socks off, I'm working outside. I guess I could have, but... They were really good socks, and I didn't want to ruin them. So I took my underwear off, dude. And I wiped my ass with the underwear.
Oh, my God.
Threw it in the trash. I should have stuck that sumbitch to the wall. This fucking... Yeah. With a nice little note. Fucking get me TP. Jesus.
Yeah, I would have just checked first. Oh, my God.
I know, I should have. But I had to go. I wasn't thinking.
You know? I mean, but sometimes you gotta take off the Hanes and wipe your ass with them, I guess.
Fruit of the Looms.
Oh, Fruit of the Looms. I guess that's the top-notch ass wiper, you know?
Oh, man.
If you gotta take your underwear off to wipe your ass with, you better hope they're Fruit of the Looms.
Here's the thing, though. Like, those underwear were comfortable underwear.
That's what I'm saying. They probably felt good wiping your ass with them, didn't it?
Yeah, it was fine, yeah. It was like wiping my ass with a kitten. Ew.
Oh, yuck.
Can you imagine doing that shit?
Poor kitty.
Meow! You know, all the way up. That's, fuck. That'd be a very disappointed kitty.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, they kind of shit in a box and kind of roll around in their own shit, so, man.
Yeah, but they try not to get shit on their fur, I think.
Most cats, but I'm sure it still happens.
Yeah.
I mean... One time, dude, I gotta tell you, one time my cat ate fucking that fake Easter egg, the fake shit.
The plastic shit that gets everywhere.
And she was running around, and I noticed when she stopped, there was like a string of it, like just kind of hanging out of her asshole. So like, you know, I grabbed her, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do, you know? I'm like, well, I tried pulling it, you know, and I'm like, meow! And I was like, well, I mean, I'm going to have to ripcord it, you know? I don't want to hurt her, but... You know, just... Done and over, like pulling a Band-Aid.
Jesus.
I know. She...
Oh, well, this is the Thoughtcasters Variety Show with Willie V.
Oh, is it? Is this what this is?
Matt Simpson. So how are you guys doing?
I love how we give our intro like 5 minutes into the show. It's like people don't know what they're
after,
listening to.
Well, you know, we're talking about cats' asses, if you can't tell.
Oh, man. What a great way to start this program.
Program.
The program.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
The cats' asses.
Fucking Matt, you know, I got so much shit I can talk about right now. Just
well, then let's get after
with everything that's going on in the fucking world right now, dude. I mean, I don't even post on Facebook anymore. And honestly, I just want to go down on people's statuses and just give like the eye roll emoji. Like, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh what? Some people have their heads so far stuck up their ass. I can't even see straight. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, it's pretty rough when you can't see somebody's bullshit or can't see through all the bullshit.
I mean, Jesus, from, oh, pedophiles is just a sexual orientation to Donald Trump's a big bad orange man. You know, it's like, oh, Antifa's are real heroes. They're being arrested unjustifiably, even though they're throwing fucking fireworks at cops and burning down courthouses.
I don't get it. It's like, if you're shooting... If you're shooting shit at the cops, you can't really be offended if they're shooting back. I don't get that. I don't...
Bro, here's my thing. And I've gotten into some good debates with some good
they're
friends
like,
over this.
They're peacefully tearing shit down. Right. It's like, no, you're not.
And they, and, you know, and Trump sent in the... Trump sent in the... Tay, go ahead and talk here, bud. Everybody knows who Tay KO is, so go ahead and talk here.
Fuck them. I'm trying to hit this black.
No, I gotta share my cigar.
Gotta share the cigars, man. That's
when
what
I share my
do.
Cigars with y'all, and I don't say nothing, y'all better not say nothing.
Tate shares a lot.
Yeah, this is true.
Tate shares his devil's lettuce. Tate's got a cute new bowl, man. That's.
Is it a butterfly on it?
That's a bee, and it looks like a honeycomb with like a bee. Does it glow in the dark?
Yes.
It's a holy shit, it does glow in the dark. That's the tits. I like the blue color on it, though.
Man.
Why does the weed you're putting like in there look like tobacco, blue. Dude? What is that?
Man, that's what
is that Kentucky
is
Select you're
dark,
putting in
there? Yeah. Kentucky weed, Select look. Green.
This guy lost some weed.
He lost it?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened to my weed.
How do you lose it?
That part, was man. On the table, and now it's just gone.
He said it around him.
Little.
That's how if I'd have seen that, it took me a perfect before I went to work.
All right, right.
And it's like, that makes me beg the question, did Bug eat this shit in the middle of the night?
Oh my God, wouldn't that be funny?
Because, like, I don't know where the fuck it would have went. Like, I've looked everywhere in this apartment. I didn't take anything with me, so I don't know what the fuck. I'm almost wondering if a cat ate the fucking weed.
He's... I mean, he seems fine.
Well, it would have had to have been somewhere in the night. You know what I'm saying?
Could you?
So, of course, he wouldn't be fucking high still. He's gonna, hope not.
I mean, if he ate, depending on how much he ate, I mean, he might be.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fucking poor cat. That would suck. That sounds like it would be a lot of weed for a cat. You were right. Could you imagine his vocal ass?
And it's very low and melancholy.
No. Fucking... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so what have we got going on here? We got this... These people are fucking saying that this pedophilia is a sexual orientation.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck? Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, did you know that Greece made it a mental illness so that they can't go to jail and they can't get prosecuted for that?
Yeah, Tom Hanks made himself a citizen there, too.
Oh, that just feeds into that
that I know,
Q shit.
I know. You know? I'm just saying.
I don't know how real
just
that shit
saying,
is.
I don't know either.
Got a lot of friends that
you
are
know,
into it.
People are like, you gotta see concrete evidence. It's like, well, then I'd like to see all the concrete evidence against Trump, you fucks.
You don't need evidence of Trump. Not to fit that agenda anyway. Not to fit the leftist agenda.
Like, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All you fucks are like, oh, he's big bad orange man. Well, show me some goddamn evidence of all the shit you got against him. before you're going to start calling everybody else conspiracy theorists. Because, like, shit makes too much sense. The Wayfair thing, oh, we got some cabinets we're going to sell for, like, 15 grand. Like, a $100 cabinet. There's Missing girls' names.
There's a lot of weird shit.
In front of each cabinet, and then they're like, oh, shit, well, people are catching wind of this. And then it was, then it was shower curtains after that. Like, and they're all the same shower curtain. It was way too fucking weird, dude. And if you look it up, like, it was, like, it happened. It was a legit thing.
Man, wouldn't it be just, like...
And it's like, goddamn.
Craziest, like, Hollywood cinema real life shit, though. Like, that's the shit you see in movies, man. Like, dude, none surprises me. 2020 has been so fucked that literally... That Wayfair shit, people are trying to justify pedophilia. You got the cities are burning. You got fucking... They release evidence of UFOs. There's fucking aliens. That's a real thing now. No one's talking about it like they should, because that's pretty damn exciting, if you ask me.
Right, honestly, like, what was that? What did they release? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it what we've been thinking it is this whole time, or is it really the first time they actually saw some shit?
Right, like... I mean, like, are they just trying to distract people? I don't know.
Like, maybe they're confirming it now because we have a Space Force.
Space Force.
I don't know what the fuck.
Could you imagine, like, a bunch of rednecks in space?
Oh, Jesus. Well, have you watched the show on Netflix?
It's Steve Carell? Space Force. Yeah. I think I've seen, like... Some of the first episodes. It's fucking funny. Yeah, it was funny what I seen. I really need to get into watching some of my own shows, because I usually just watch stuff with the old lady, you know. But we like the same stuff. So,
man, that's a good fucking beer. Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna have to try that one next.
I'll fight you.
It's decaf coffee too, so it says it right there. It ain't gonna keep you
what
up.
What the fuck?
That way you can drink and not have to stay up all night. Well, you're probably gonna stay up all night anyways if you're drinking.
Oh, baby.
But yeah, like, let's go back around, like, the federal agents being, like, deployed in, like, Portland and other cities. Oh, dude, thanks.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I have a lot of friends that are, like...
mine.
Yeah, oh, son of a bitch.
Fucking TKO.
Cigar thief. But, I've had a lot of friends and people would, like, talk about, like, where's all the Second Amendment people not now? Like, where all... Fuck, I just stuttered. I'm sorry. Let me... Rewind. Where are all the Second Amendment people at now when the federal government is going against the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. But if you dive into all this and actually do some research, they were deployed because people were actually attacking the police. They were attempting to burn down or did catch on. They did burn down federal courthouses. So these U.S. Marshals are federal agents.
The U.S. Marshals, I guess, are targeting people that have specifically, like, been caught engaging in terrorist acts.
Which...
So, it's not like they're just running around and nabbing whoever they see on the street. I think that kind of needs to be made clear. Everyone's just like, oh, they're nabbing innocent people. It's like, no, anyone at a riot is probably not innocent, one.
Or trying to attack the police.
When you're in the middle of doing shit that is literally like you're trying to hurt people, you deserve it. I'm sorry, you deserve it. No, I'm not sorry.
You want to know where us second? You want to know where us Second Amendment people are? We're sitting back on our couch watching TV, eating popcorn, cleaning our pistols. That's what we're doing. Because you know what? The federal government isn't coming to our house in our neighborhood trying to kick the damn doors down.
Yeah, we're not the ones out there being fucking stupid.
You know why? Because we're obeying the fucking laws.
Honestly, you guys like want to compare all this shit to Lansing. It's like they were actually attacking Second Amendment rights there, and that's why there was people there with guns.
And all those guns and not one motherfucker got shot.
Yeah, like, I mean... Fuck, when there's days in Flint that aren't protests, people are throwing off 100 rounds and people are just getting shot. Like, stray rounds, stray bullets, dude. And you stupid fucks are out there, oh, Black Lives Matter, let's burn shit down. While other Black Lives are dying in all this chaos.
That's what I'm saying. Only certain Black Lives Matter to those people.
So what Black Lives actually matter when you're... taking other Black lives.
Oh,
I don't get that.
Did you see that Terry Crews interview? The only black lives that matter are the ones being abused by the cops. That's... No. All of them. The true movement... The true movement, it doesn't even seem to actually be the true movement anymore. It's like a whole separate agenda now.
It started off as police brutality against black people. And
which
now,
everybody
now,
agrees is horrible.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yes,
I think
yes,
most people generally agree that.
That's what. Yeah, it's like we're all in unity that's a bad thing. But you're not even like you fucking burned down an AutoZone. Like for what fucking reason? That has nothing to do with police brutality.
I'll tell you why.
You robbed Target. That has nothing to do with police brutality in any fucking way, shape, or form. So your movement is already bullshit at this point.
I know why they burned down AutoZone, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because you have to take a fucking pop quiz every time you need windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, but...
You gotta flip through that fucking thing, you know?
Mm. Is your truck a four-wheel drive? I don't fucking... I just need windshield wipers. I know, but I'm like, what the fuck does that matter about windshield wipers? How's that gonna... What, you know, whatever.
The windshield doesn't... Yeah, I get what you mean.
I mean, whatever. Anyways, but yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
I get it, man. People are fucking retarded.
Did you know these riots have been going on since fucking Labor... Was it Memorial Day? Memorial Day weekend? Dude, it's fucking August almost. They're still fucking doing it.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it's getting ridiculous, bud. It's getting ridiculous. People are just fucking... They keep it going. How much more damage is going to be done? All these other taxpayers are going to have to pay for it. You people that are out fucking rioting and protesting at a constant, you probably don't have jobs. Let's be real here.
I mean, honestly, dude,
you're
there's...
working off of what right now? Unemployment, which what runs out today, so... Ha ha!
Oh, shit, yeah.
Bitches!
It looks like...
Thank
looks
God
like
your
Zemia
bigger paycheck
go
will be gone because I'm fucking making what you get in extra unemployment right now per week if I'm lucky working all these hours.
Yeah, busting your
so,
ass.
Eat my fucking dicks, go back to work, and stop protesting. Just
protesting's fine.
Just stop all the
That's
rioting.
That's fine.
Stop all the rioting. My bad. Stop the rioting.
Yeah.
It's getting stupid.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people... A lot of the media only covers a certain amount, and of course you have this side that's gonna, all the media covers sets, you know, it goes to their narrative and their agenda. So nobody wants to look at facts anymore. Nobody wants to do their own research. I honestly, dude, I've been dumb before and I post shit or say something without knowing all the facts, but I've been doing some research and I've been reading through things. If I see something on Facebook, I'll look it up and be like, okay, let me see some sources of the facts.
Right.
You know, before I formulate an actual opinion. And that's what the federal agent thing is like. Hey, if they are coming out and arresting peaceful protesters for no fucking reason, throwing them on the ground, arresting them, not identifying themselves, then yes, that is against the Constitution, not a good thing. But if you're fucking burning down courthouses, if you're killing people, if you're destroying So it has to end at some point. We can't just let it keep going.
All these people love the Boondock Saints movie, but they're mad because it's government doing it. You know what I mean? Like, they would love somebody to come drain the swamp, but now that someone's actually starting to do it, they're not happy.
Have you seen, like, the movie V for Vendetta?
I have not, actually, but I really want
to
now.
It's basically what's happening right now. Like, literally. But it takes place, I think, in Europe, but still, same concept. Everything's the same concept. I'm like, dude, that's kind of scary, but I need to rewatch that movie. It's been a while since I watched it, but it's pretty much like spot on to what's happening. Actually, I think the movie takes place in 2020 or close to 2020 or
something. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. But I want to watch it now, because I guess it correlates. Excuse me. I guess it kind of correlates with what's going on now. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, literally a pandemic in it, and, like, people's rights are being infringed and taken away. And basically, there's, like, a vigilante. I forgot his name in this show. Like, it's V, you know? V for Vendetta. Kind of, I don't know.
Right.
But he's, like, this, like, political Batman, basically.
Political Batman.
Like, it's pretty sweet, man. That's, you know, it's a good movie. But it's...
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch it.
Like, I don't even know what to say anymore about all this shit. I mean...
Dude, I know. It's just so fucking... I'm waiting for it to all end right around election.
Everybody's saying that. And then, like, COVID, dude. COVID, like, more facts are coming out. It is very transmissible. It's dangerous. This virus is dangerous because there's still, even though we're getting more facts, there's still not a lot of facts.
Right.
And, like, masking up may not even be what Dr. Fauci came out and said, you know, wearing visors and fucking goggles. Because the shit can go through your eyes. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. You know, my whole, the stance on the mask for me are kind of still, like, I guess.
Right.
I wear it, dude.
People that are wearing masks are getting COVID. It's like, well, that just further proves that all these stupid motherfuckers that are yelling at people for not wearing masks are still wrong. Because it didn't stop shit.
And not completely. I really don't, it slowed it, but...
I don't. They're saying that it can go through the eyes and shit and everything else. So that means, as transmissible as it has been, well, then it's less dangerous too. Because that just means that more and more people have already had this.
Probably have it. Didn't know they had it, and they
exactly
fucking. It's gone.
I mean,
you know?
It's just the more shit we keep finding out about it, the more and more it seems to just not be as dangerous.
Like that guy.
If it's that much more transmissible, dude, how many more people have already fucking had it then?
Did you hear about the congressman?
And how many more people would it support that had it before everyone, before it hit media?
Exactly. Especially if it's all asymptomatic shit. Did you hear about the congressman who recently died from COVID?
Did he die from COVID, or did they say...
No, Herman Cain. No, he legit died from it. And,
but he was hospitalized for months, and he was older. He was a cancer survivor.
In his 70s.
He had some shit working against him as well. Yeah. It wasn't just COVID.
You know, the Democrats are attacking him just because he was at that Trump rally?
Yeah.
So now they're shitting on all that?
He refused to wear a mask.
But the fact is that... thousands of people keep dying from
it. It probably got into his eyes, not his mask.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of these people, I'm sure everybody who's died from COVID or have gotten COVID, I'm sure not everybody was maskless.
Right.
I'm sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, all right, dude.
I can't even, like, I don't know. I've been biting my tongue on social media because I can get on my podcast here, podcast here.
I just
speak my mind.
People are going so crazy about it. Like, I just...
I see some stupid... oh, my God. Some of the...
No, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I don't wear one a lot of places. But if I have to, I will, and I'm not going to go shoot the place up afterwards if they make me put one on.
Yeah, right. Right.
Because I'm not a dick.
I went on vacation and I had to wear a mask pretty much everywhere. And I didn't fuss about it. My son wore it. He fucking did great. Because you know what? I didn't want to deal with any controversy. I'm like, you know what? I'm here on vacation. I want to relax. I want to enjoy myself. I'll wear a fucking mask. Not a big deal. Plus, there is a lot of people, you know, when you're in a tourist area. So, and everybody complied. Everybody was doing it. Everybody was chill about it. Nobody was an asshole.
Right.
You know, it was fine.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've been in a lot of places and nobody's actually given me shit yet about not having one on.
Well, I've been in places too, Al.
Most places that have a sign up that mandates masks, a lot of their people ain't wearing them anyway.
And it's just up probably
and
just...
it's like, okay, well then why the fuck do I gotta wear one, you know?
Or when people are wearing it like
that's the biggest thing that gets me. Like, you know, you're gonna sit here and tell me I need to wear a mask and you don't even know how to properly wear that fucker.
Unless they're just one of those anti-maskers and they're doing it just to shut people up.
Yeah,
then
I know.
It doesn't matter either way, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. I just. People are fucking dumb.
Man.
And I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm a fucking chimpanzee, but I.
You're more of an orangutan. You have a red beard.
Oh, hell yeah, I guess.
The only thing you don't have are floppy tits.
But, you know, I don't know. I just, these people are fucking insane.
Man, I just, I don't know, man.
Lots of Karens out there.
I'm living life day by day, brother. I'm just friends, family, fucking work, doing our thing, man. I can't. First of all, we can't just sit here in fear all day.
Well, yeah.
We can't sit here.
No shit. Like, I gotta go to work every goddamn day. What do you want me to do? Should I be so worried about this that I call in and fucking, you know, go get unemployment and not ever work again? Like, is that what I'm supposed to do? Or am I supposed to go out there? Am I supposed to work and do what I've always done and try to take care of my family? Like, I got bills to pay. I got a fucking apartment. I got, you know, fucking kids. I got, you know, a cat that likes to eat occasionally.
That fat fucker likes to eat all the time.
Yeah, he does. He's gained some weight since he got here. That makes me feel good.
Good, he's a healthy cat.
you know, and I got to make the cat fat. Like, that's the thing.
Fat cat.
You know, and I like cigars. I like good, delicious beers.
I like cigars. We should join a cigar club.
So we got to be able, I got to have money for all this, and I'm not going to get that by sitting on my ass. And if everyone's sitting in their ass, where are we getting this money from? Are they just printing it out of nowhere? Does that mean that gold is worthless too?
Well, think about what's up with this.
Like, I mean, you know,
coin shortage. We're running out of pennies and nickels. Like, is that really a thing?
Yeah. How is that happening? How is that happening?
Dude, there's some weird shit happening. I don't know.
Is everyone just keeping all their goddamn coins?
It could be.
Because I would think, as of right now, people would be bringing their change in and using it, but at the same point, you know, a lot of people pay with cards and shit nowadays. I don't understand how you could run out of coins, though. I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
The whole cashless society thing, it makes a lot of sense what they're trying to pull there.
I'm telling you, right now, you want to invest in Bitcoin.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Right now is probably the best time to do it. No joke. Probably. And precious metals, of course, because precious metals will always be valuable.
I don't know.
I think they'll always have value.
Well, listen, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Say a pound of gold is worth, you know, fuck, I don't know how much it's worth. Right, I don't. We'll say you got this chunk of gold right now.
Well, you take it, they give you
$100. Just shut up for a second. All right, so they give you, got a chunk of gold, they give you $100 for it right now, right? Or you can buy that chunk of gold right now for $100. We'll say that. And you save it later on to sell it to make more money because it'll become more valuable over time.
Yeah.
You know? So later on, they give you $300, right? After, we'll say, 10 years, they give you $300, right? Well, when you bought that fucking chunk of gold in the first place for $100, a gallon of milk was $1, and now it's $3. Did you make any money? Did you make any money?
Basically, the value of that chunk goes to $300.
Yeah, and everything else has gone up. Nothing changed.
Actually, like, silver and gold, or I think copper fluctuates a lot. I mean, I don't know for sure, because like I know like aluminum and steel does. Like when you go to a scrap, yeah. So, but I think gold and silver basically hold its value.
Right. Right.
So
that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not, you're not going to make any money off of it.
Well, but what I mean is like when there's a cashless society, like if the dollar fails, is what I mean. It's more of an insurance or like a safety net.
If there's a cashless society, cash is backed by gold. If the cashless society happens, what is our money backed with? Is gold going to even fucking matter?
I think gold would become the most valuable thing. It would become the most valuable form of currency. Would. I don't know. I
don't think it would.
What else would he use?
That fucking pop or that fucking cap right there that you bent in half is more useful than a chunk of gold. You want to know why? Because it'll seal this goddamn bottle.
Well, I'm not saying. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, money's useless.
You ever watch Mad Men?
Money is exactly my point.
So what is gold going to do for you?
I don't know. It'd be the same. It'd be the replacement of money.
What is the actual good use for gold?
It doesn't.
What is the only use that gold really has?
Jewelry.
But is that an actual use? There's people that have costume jewelry that's made out of plastic and shit.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, gold has such a
people like it. But have you ever watched Mad Max? You ever fucking watched any of those?
It's been a while.
Like, nobody's fucking, they got jewelry. No. No, that's not fucking... But why?
Like, I mean, but what, gold's been precious since ancient Egypt.
The thing that is actually really precious about gold is you can hammer it out so thin and it's like a superconductor for electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like a very good fucking... But other than that, there's really not much that, like, I mean, and what are people going to do with it?
They're gonna make gold. It's gonna be current. I mean, at one point it was currency. Golden
debit cards.
I mean, I'm sure.
Because right now our currency is all electronic, and that's what they're moving towards. There's not gonna be like cash. You're not gonna be able to go get cash.
We're all just gonna have our debit cards and monies and transactions.
So what's gonna be the need for cash? They're not gonna keep that around. So we're literally all just gonna be electronic currency.
Yeah.
Right, there's not gonna be cash. So what gold? What is gold? Dude, gold gonna do is for you?
It's going to mean something. It's gonna be a
to fucking who though?
Somebody the gold has always, for whatever reason, has been such a precious when you think of the top notch.
Try to sell me some gold. Bring me a bar of gold right now and try to sell that shit to me.
Where the fuck am I gonna get a bar of gold?
But no, that's all I'm selling is like advertise me what a piece of gold is and why it's valuable.
Dude, I honestly could give shits less about it.
I'm just telling you.
But for some reason, society loves it. Maybe,
without a cashless society, we don't have these green pieces of paper anymore that are supposed to be backed by gold.
But gold was the currency before money, even.
Right, and then paper became the currency. And what's the currency now? A fucking piece of plastic.
I mean, it is. You got a mixture of things there. I mean, copper's technically still currency, you know?
Yep, and they're going to phase that shit out. What's going on with this coin shortage, bud?
I know, but I don't know. I'm sure someone can give us the answer why gold is so damn precious.
Or is it let's cut out the change? Or is it let's cut out the change and round everything to the dollar? Because if you're paying cash, you have to.
Yeah.
In most places.
I don't know. I think if shit hits the fan, I'm just going to stock up on like fucking liquor and make my own prison hooch. And fucking sell that. Because alcohol is going to be a currency. Alcohol and cigarettes will be the next currency. Guarantee it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be useful shit. It's not going to be...
Well, someone's going to be greedy and think that gold is the sweetest shit still. And
yeah, and you know what they're going to do? Choke on fucking gold. Well, what are they going to do? Come to you to get the booze so they can put their little flakes of gold in it and call it the gold slip.
Somebody look at...
I'm just saying.
Get your phone. Let's look up why gold is so, like...
That shit's, fucking... like, on the fucking charger like dead, bud.
Oh, gee. Tay. I need you to look up something. Why is gold so precious? Look it up.
Melanin costs more than gold.
What does?
Melon.
Melanin.
What the fuck is melanin?
Shit that makes your skin dark.
More
oh, that's fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you all were talking about a metal. Like, fucking. No, I give. No. You mean the shit that Nick Cannon says that white people don't have, and that's why we're savages.
they can extract that shit from us.
I mean, like.
They can extract that shit.
Like a blood transfusion or what?
What is the use for melanin?
Jeez. Apparently, it makes you more wholesome, full of soul, and loving and kind. No,
like if you.
I don't know.
Like you get burnt if we sweat that whatever the fuck that I guess the melody
okay
it's like a sunblock you're fine
well you that know, that makes sense
once you sweat
that makes
you don't
sense.
Get hot no more
all right
unless you're Matt and you're a fucking ginger and you're fucked.
Just die.
That shit don't stop
I'm pale as fuck.
Yeah it's like a protection.
Now that makes
sense.
Once
you start sweating, it protects you.
Yeah, well, because genetic.
It's hot as fuck once you go into it, but once you sweat, it's just like.
See, white people don't have that problem. We fucking just stay hot.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I was on the roof all day the other day about dying.
Bro, I literally burnt.
I was watching my skin.
My calves are burnt. I've never had this happen before.
You ain't never been fishing, though.
Ah, Jesus.
Dude, they cooked your shit.
Well, I was working on a roof, too.
Grab me one of those fucking, not a white one. Grab me one of those mango ones.
All right.
What the fuck you got?
It tastes like coffee. Try that. Dude, it's so good.
Here, try the iced coffee one.
Dude, it tastes so good.
This is a mango.
Just try this. Hey, try this before you open that.
This but Legion White. This is yours.
Oh, that's a regular one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Matt, keep the podcast going. People
are I'm waiting for you to get the right beer. I'm with that. So, Will's lost here. He don't know how to read. Mango, son. Try this before you open that one, though, because if you don't like it, I don't want to drink that one. I want the fucking mango one, you douche.
Where the hell are the mango ones?
In the drawer. Oh, behind the other ones. You better finish that one, then, if you don't like it.
Oh.
Or fuck, finish it.
Oh, got it.
There you go. This guy. Yeah, it does. Look, you're high.
This fucking guy. I was on a black roof, like dude. Coffee. So that sucked at midday. I literally burned my fucking hand.
The heat right to the fucking roof to where it has the white roof will make you blind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And reflect
definitely,
all
yeah.
that sun right into your goddamn skin.
Yeah,
line.
That would.
I'm living proof of it.
Yeah, that would suck. Oh, let's see. Iced coffee blonde. Okay.
Yeah, right. No, dude, it tastes really good. I love coffee, so, like, that's just. Oh.
Oh yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Over coffee flavored beer is awesome.
Tasted he don't taste the coffee. I taste it fucking hardcore.
Say okay, so no, yeah, so it makes sense with the melanin because genetically people of darker skin come from hotter climates. So, unfortunately for you and I, Matt, we're fucking European descent from Ireland and Scotland, and, well, you're don't part Viking, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what we do in the sun is a cry from almost every part of our body.
Cry.
And then we burn to a nice fucking crisp.
Oh, jeez.
That's why all the Viking people had long-ass beards and shit, and they wore, like, crazy clothes. It's probably mostly because they were in colder climates, but I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's probably...
I'm just saying. You know, like, I grew up wearing, like, long button-up shirts and shit a lot without rolled-up sleeves because in the sun, sucked. Yeah, actually, a lot of people, like, overseas and shit that wear, like, those long man dress things, it's because of that.
The man dress?
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about robes?
Yeah, the long sleeve.
The Jesus
robe? Like the long, you know.
The man dress.
I call it a man dress.
It's a robe, man.
But it keeps the sun off you, like, completely.
No, I get what you're saying. And the turbans, you know, probably helps the sweat from getting in their eyes.
I don't know, man. I think that would just weigh you down with a bunch of sweat. I think after a while, if you didn't wring that shit out right away...
Man, a bim-bam. Like
you ever thought about that, though?
A bim-bam, you walking around.
Like, think about how
shit,
much, listen, think about how much you sweat outside and your hair gets all soaked and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, think about if that shit's wrapped up in a towel on your head, right? And the wind can't even get through it to fucking dry your
dude,
hair.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's gotta be fucking bad. At the end of the day, you can probably wring that shit out, dude. It's probably heavy as fuck. Their necks are probably all strong as fuck because they've been walking around with a sweat-filled turban all day.
Oh, yeah. They take off the robe and their neck muscles
I don't really know if
like...
any of this is true for our listeners. I don't know if that's true. I just can only imagine it's got to be close to true. Like, when I sweat in my hat, it fills up my hat and then starts dripping off my hat.
Oh, man.
So if I got, you know, more material to soak up more sweat, I just can imagine it's heavy.
You know what else is going to be a good currency when in the apocalypse? Other than booze and cigarettes? Sex.
Oh, sex, yeah.
Sex.
Selling no dick.
I'm not. No, but women will sell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they would.
Again, have you ever watched Book of Eli?
Yes. Oh, that was a great example. I was going to bring that up, actually. Yes.
Mila Kunis. Yeah. Is that how you pronounce her name? I don't know.
Kunis,
but she is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Donis.
And they was trying to just throw her out there as a piece of meat.
Yeah.
But good old Denzel Washington was like, nope, 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 nope.
You know why? All the melanin.
Yeah.
He had compassion towards her. Tay, don't punch me
and
in the face.
And that's true, because she didn't say anything about money. She didn't say anything about money. Or they didn't even, like, she didn't say nothing about it. And if Mila Kunis was throwing herself at me, I would have just been like, oh, okay.
Dude, you would have.
You know? You... It's not like I was thinking I'm buying a whore. I would have just thought, holy shit, this is Mila Kunis.
You would have been like,
And I'd have been drooling and probably crying a little bit.
You would have been like, what's his name from American Pie?
Oh, yeah, when that girl Nadia started, like, yeah, that would have been me. If it was Mila Kunis and she was, like, even looked at me, dude, I think I would probably
the cheapest
come
available.
At least twice.
$511 a gram.
For what, gold?
Melanin.
Really? Let me see that. Is melanin, okay, I'm going to read this. Melanin
what is, it?
Is valued
what is the
at
use?
Over $500 a gram. The cheapest melanin available for sale is $511 a gram. In comparison to today's value of gold, it's only $53 a gram. So that means melanin is roughly 10 times the value of gold. Wow.
What is the use for it? Wow. What do they say on the Googles that is the use for it? Look it up real quick.
You can use it, bro.
No, I mean for what, though? Like, what is this specific...
Yeah. It's like vitamins, proteins, and all that good stuff. If y'all drink milk, forget.
That's vitamin D.
Protein.
Milk is for vitamin D and protein.
Melanin is a skin pigment that occurs in both humans and animals and is what makes hair, skin, and eyes appear darker. Research has found that melanin may help protect the skin from UV rays. Increasing melanin may also help block processes in the body that lead to skin cancer. Okay, so that's true. But I think the thing with melanin, what I'm seeing here, I'm not diving too much, but it's more of a cosmetic appeal. So yeah. People,
yeah,
it's equivalent to.
Well, that and then like, probably you know to prevent against cancer, I would say that's a huge part of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I'm a walking skin cancer patient damn near. It's just, like, I haven't been diagnosed yet, I have a long life yet, and I'm also still a ginger. And I fucking walk outside every day in the summer, and I get burnt really bad. I was using sunscreen up on that fucking roof, getting fucking blisters on my skin still. Like it was bullshit.
Okay, now I just looked up why is gold so valuable, because you had that question. The metal is abundant enough to create coins, but rare enough so that not everyone can produce them. So there, maybe that's the reason.
They made it rare enough.
Gold doesn't corrode.
Nope.
Providing a sustainable store of value, and humans are physically and emotionally drawn to it. That's kind of what I was trying to spit out there. The emotion, physically and emotion, it's appealing to the eye. And for whatever reason, for generations and centuries, we've always been drilled in our heads, whether we subconsciously know or not, that gold is the highest of all metals.
I don't even like gold.
Some people don't. Some people like white gold or silver or
platinum,
yeah. Yeah, so that's why gold is...
It doesn't explain why, though. I want to know why people would be physically drawn to it. Why?
Because it looks pretty.
Yeah.
It's shiny.
I mean...
It's shiny. Haven't you seen Moana, bro?
No.
I'm shiny.
No, I haven't, actually. And I hope you never do that again.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so now we're on to this mango wheat.
I was just trying to look it up and somebody already asked the question.
What's that?
What's the use for melon?
Oh, I looked it up. I think that's why I looked up.
Yeah, no, I would like... I guess, like I said, I understand that, but I mean... For Nick Cannon to be like, compassion. Oh, white people lack compassion. It's like, no, white people are fucking dying because of summer.
Yeah. We're just angry. We're angry because it's so fucking hot.
We're just, somebody's going to get really pissed off with this one. We're oppressed by the sun.
Oh.
That's actually the one, that's the one thing that white people, or that black people have on white people. They have the melanin to survive in the sunlight.
That shit'll burn about 2-3 seconds. It do burn. For about 2-3 seconds.
You know,
but once you get to sweating, then
I can, but I guess I see if
shit don't if it is at all.
Of course, just the little research we did didn't prove that because you have melanin makes you more, you know, compassionate or soulful.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah.
No, if you was to go out and start sweating, this shit would burn the fuck out your ass.
Right. Well, that's what I don't understand. Because every community that you see where major crime comes from is all darker skinned people.
But have you ever been to the beach when black folks are having a barbecue though? They are like, I mean, that's where the friendship, you know, the camaraderie. Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, I want that. I kind of want to. Sometimes I want to go over there. Hey, how's it going? Like, can I get a plate?
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a bunch of white people having a barbecue? We do that.
We do it. But there's maybe 10 of us top. There'll be 30.
Because that's our friend group. If we were to do this at the beach,
exactly.
Listen, if we were to go to the beach and do this, there's people crowding around. They wouldn't hand them out a fucking hot dog or two if we had it. Yeah. Like that's all I'm saying. Because if I was going to the beach and I was grilling, I would especially bring extra food just for the offhand chance there's going to be extra people going, hey, oh my God, that smells good.
Man,
just
because
I've done that too, man. I've done that. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's just that, you know what I mean? This is what gets me about that. Is like that's not just a race thing.
No, actually, dude, honestly,
you ever hear of Southern hospitality?
That's where I was going with that. Like, honestly, the Southern folks is like my family down south did that too. And we big ass, you know, barbecues and
come
shit.
Come down here and get some of their fried chicken.
Yeah, come on yonder. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. No, it definitely is like a Southern hospitality thing too to it. So
yeah, and I'm like, you know, some of my family south, some of them is north.
Might not want no more of that barbecue.
You know, you know, almost any time I fucking cook fried chicken, I'm texting everyone, hey, y'all want some fried chicken?
That's true.
I you know what I mean? Like that's what I do.
Growing up, I had a my buddy. He was Puerto Rican.
Fried chicken.
And no, it wasn't fried. Oh, that's what you biscuit. Get. You need to make that for us.
Actually,
one day.
We need to get some biscuits. We need to get some biscuits, do some biscuits and gravy one day, because, yeah.
Do it. But I had a buddy, he was Puerto Rican. I would go to his house, and I would crash there. You know, during high school, we'd crash, whatever. And his grandpa was like,
these beers are
from Puerto Rico, barely knew English, but he would make us dinner, and it was like fucking authentic.
Right.
It was good. Good as fuck. Good fuck food. Yeah. Delicious.
Go back out here, pull this shit out this garden, get y'all this meal to go.
I mean, what do you want to talk authentic American?
Let me get a gold plate.
Authentic American is what? McDonald's?
But what true American is, everything we just said, that's true America. The melting pot. Everybody coming together, having a big-ass cookout.
Well,
good
see,
music,
that, you know, that's one
corn
of the biggest
the
things
background.
I think. That's one of the biggest things I think that people actually do draw together on is food. Honestly, I mean, shit, you know? Because what is American food? It's literally a mix of everything. Taco Bell's not Mexican. That's American as shit.
Man,
you know what I mean?
American, that's shit that they made up somewhere.
Yeah, that's American.
Tex-Mex.
Because, like, real tacos are not at all like Taco Bell.
Carnitas, man, those are the best.
Like, authentic fucking tacos are the shit.
In Taco Bell, it'll be different.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That'll be Taco Bell.
Right.
Then it'll be a Taco Bell. Until then, they can franchise that false advertisement all they want.
Taco Bell's not really Mexican food. Like they say Mexican pizza. What the fuck is a Mexican pizza? A pizza is Sicilian, right? Like not
Italian, yeah.
But yeah, well,
it's good, but what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah, like that's not a pizza. What are you fucking...
Bro,
who are you trying to fool?
Bro, where I used to grow up, I used to buy like Mexican food out of the back of a car, like Mexican street food.
That's real mixed.
That's food. Legit shit right there, dude.
Yeah, that's real. That's
but like when you go to the hood and there's a guy doing shit off a shopping cart.
If there's
a guy with shit in a shopping cart, go buy that food. Go buy that food. You will be so fucking happy, dude. You might not like where you're at in some of those neighborhoods. You might be like, oh, fuck, I might get shot at. But Bubba's over there cooking me some good-ass food, and I am going.
If I see a getting my money. If I see a smoker parked in the parking lot anywhere, I'm fucking stopping.
Remember Jamboozies, bro?
Yes.
I had to go to the paint store that one day, and I seen that smoker, and that guy took off rolling out of the parking lot, and I was like, oh, shit.
Depression, buddy.
And I didn't realize that was Jamboozies smoker. I thought that was just a dude smoking shit in the parking lot. Remember the brisket I brought home? That smoke shit?
Oh, yeah. Did you try that?
That was so good.
Good.
Oh, it was so good.
Now, you got to get your buddy over here one time to do some more smoked short ribs or whatever he did. At your bachelor party? Yeah, Frank.
Oh, Frankie. Yeah, dude. Frank can cook. Dude, well, he's from the South, man. He's from Texas, man.
Yeah.
Well, knows how to cook, dude.
Texas.
He knows how to cook, dude. You got a grill. He'll fucking man it for the day. We'll get some food and shit and have him come over.
Do some ribs. Tay, you know how to do any ribs? You know how to cook ribs? I've never eaten Tay's cooking.
I've never seen Tay cook nothing other than ramen noodles, honestly. I never have. I always cook. I'm just always cooking shit.
Hey, if you were... All right. You had to pick one meal to cook for somebody to impress them, what would it be? Like one that you're like, damn, I got this. What would it be?
What would you like?
No, in your head, what do you think you could make
the best? That like hands down.
That would just be like someone be like,
oh, this is amazing. Like this is the best shit I ever ate type thing. Like what?
Like someone just looks at you and is like, make your best meal for me. What are you making?
Yeah. What do you think you can make the best?
Man. I give you.
Whatever he picks, I'm making him make it.
that's what you like?
Okay. What do you got? You.
Make something. You gotta make something, god damn it.
I was getting y'all to take a meal together. Calm down, sir. It's alright.
It's alright.
Okay. We're going with, lobster tails.
Oh.
Pasta,
lobster, okay.
And organic rice, just a small amount, just a little bit. It's a real bun.
Dude, I love seafood.
I would. We gotta go get some crayfish, dude. We gotta no shit. We gotta take the yaks up and down the river. You start in the morning. Drop a bunch of onion bags with a bunch of meat in there in certain points throughout the river, right, where there's rocky areas.
I want to do Louisiana boil.
And then, exactly. And then you turn around and you go back up after you get out of the river. You go back to the same point you started and then you pick up all your bags. And there should be a bunch of crayfish on there trying to eat whatever meat you got in the bags.
Oh, yeah.
You get them up.
I don't eat, though, but they're like oxtails, pig feet, so whatnot.
Do you like that stuff?
Personally, no.
No, I never did the pig's feet thing. I've never done that.
Not the.
There's people out there that eat pickled pig's feet.
Dude, my father loved that shit.
You like cow tongue?
I've never had it.
I've never had cow tongue.
Nope.
Never have.
Nope.
Some people say it's really good.
We sold a lot of it. Nope.
Yeah. Not for you.
You like chitlins?
I've never had
you got
that either.
Fans in here?
I've never had
chitlins. What is chitlins?
The guts of the pigs. The chit that eats everything that...
Oh, the guts of the pigs? Probably not.
Oh,
I was going to say, because like, I'll eat gizzards. I'll eat gizzards and shit. Like
fuck
chicken
no.
gizzards and
stuff.
Fuck like, no. I like eat heart and stuff.
I don't give
like,
a fuck how much hot shit y'all put in this. It's not going to make this any better. And if you open this container and if it say it's pre-clean and you pop that bitch up and it still smell like shit,
they soak it in vinegar.
The guts of the pig, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And pigs, like you were saying, dude, pigs eat anything.
Yeah,
they'll fucking eat everything.
They'll eat everything. Yeah.
Me, him,
the cat.
Last week, we got some people for.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. Everything. Like, there's only certain things you want to eat the innards of, and it's only certain innards.
Ah, dude, I don't think I want to eat.
You know, I'm like, I'll
try it.
I'll eat a venison liver. You know what I'm saying?
I've had venison heart.
I won't go, oh, yeah, that's delicious.
Yeah.
The heart's, like, one of the best parts, man, aside from backstraps and tenderloin. But, I like the heart. The liver, if you cook it right, you know, cook it with some onions, ain't so bad. But
turkey smothered biscuit, Tay's saying.
Turkey smothered biscuit. Like turkey gravy?
Corn smothered biscuit.
Oh, like a Thanksgiving dinner.
No, it's just the meal. We ain't thanking nobody, but it's thankful.
Well, I'll be thanking you if it's good, you fuck.
Man, come on. No, bro, I'll show you how to do it.
No, bro, see, I got to make you guys one day. I'll have to make it. I call it a breakfast lasagna. Essentially what it is.
Steak, shrimp, and a dumbest stuffed potato.
Oh, that would be good.
Okay. Okay, now you got my attention.
Three, four different meals, though. So when I'm gonna label off one meal, and I think it's like one of the best things ever for a group of people to eat when you're having your friends over for breakfast. You essentially make or eat it for dinner because I like breakfast for dinner. That's just, you know.
I cook both.
I like that too.
Dude, I take a big lasagna pan, right, and I put a layer of egg down, right. I take the flat iron skillet that I got and like three eggs, fucking crack that shit out, smooth it out over there so it's like a long sheet of egg. Put that in the bottom of the pan, right? Lasagna pan. Put some fucking cheese in there, right? Maybe eat some schnozzage. Maybe throw another layer of the egg on there, like you would with the layer of noodles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe your bacon, a little bit more cheese. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, another layer of egg, whatever. Sometimes I throw chili or something in there, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
Man,
but you make it in like a lasagna pan and it's for like a group of people, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you need to make one. That.
Fuck you. You're not
I'm eating the whole fucking thing.
That's one omelet. Come on, bro. You cannot have a piece
of I'm saying it's in a lasagna pan, dude. A big fucking, like you ain't eating the whole thing.
Sounds good to me.
That's like 12 eggs worth of shit, dude.
Put some sriracha on it.
There's usually game over. Like four sheets of fucking egg when I do it and it's stupid big.
That sounds awesome, man.
Oh, no, dude, it's so good. It's like a fucking overload. It's like just straight fucking protein. But it's so good. You know, I watched a lot of Epic Mealtime, you know, when I was younger. So, like, I started doing, you know, watching crazy shit.
I used to go to sleep watching the Food Network. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Watching, like, Emerald and fucking...
My buddy's dad used to shit. Dude, my buddy's dad used to sit up and drink, like, at a concert, right? He was an alcoholic.
He ain't even make it to Friar.
And he would literally, all he would do was sit down with a fifth every night and just fucking drink a fifth of fucking whatever cheap booze he got and watch a Food Network. That was his life.
Who?
My buddy's dad. This is just what he did. This is just what he did.
That's fucking awesome.
He got a lot of money.
He fucking, not really. Like,
why the fuck, not really.
Just like me. I fucking drink a lot, and it doesn't mean I have a lot of money. It's actually the reason I don't have a lot of money.
Man.
But this motherfucker...
Take all these bottles back, you will.
$7 a night, cheap fifth. Yeah, that means you got a lot of money. No, it means you drank so much that a cheap fifth don't bother you. Oh.
Yeah.
No, and he would just watch the Food Network, dude. That's all he would do.
That's awesome.
Watch the Food Network, man, and I'd be like... And he was kind of fat. His wife would cook a lot and shit. But, like, at the same point, I was like, how are you not, like, fucking way fatter? Because, I sit and watch the Food Network, then I get hungry. I want to cook.
Dude, yeah, for real.
I can't, man. I start thinking about food. I got to eat food. Why do you think my gut's as big as this in the last, you know?
Quarantine belly.
Oh, we only were off for a month. We've been back for what, two?
Yeah.
Fuck.
How did you get a quarantine, buddy?
Just sitting around eating and drinking, dude. That was all there was to do.
Yeah. That's what happened to me.
Man, we could make a $100 bet, $500 bet, $1,000 bet.
Ah, shit. We got it.
I can eat more than y'all, and I still ain't gonna grow.
You probably can. Yeah,
maybe, but you still don't eat near as much as me.
We gotta wrap this episode up, gentlemen.
Oh, boys.
Yeah. That's been a good one.
Yes.
Very good conversations.
I already did 8 when you pulled.
Huh?
All right.
I already did 8 when you became.
Someone's trying to get in your door. All right, well. That's a wrap, people.